The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to William Hill's Irish Racing Preview. We have a 7-race card in Tipperary to look ahead to this afternoon. My name is Mark Walton, and joining me on the line to look ahead to the action is Irish racing expert Andy Holding. How are you, Andy?
Morning, Mark. How are you doing, bud?
I didn't think you were there for a moment.
I was just testing you.
Yes. How are you, Andy? Bit of trouble with your throat? You're back on form now?
Yeah, not a little bit better than I was on Friday and Saturday, as one or two of the radio listeners will probably gather. Yeah, mm-hmm. I was struggling along, but yeah, and the racing was tough as well. that was a mental battle getting through Saturday stuff.
Yeah, not quite as much to concentrate on today.
No.
Just the 7 races at Tipperary. But what have you made of tonight's card? I mean, the 4:45 is okay, isn't it? It's not a bad race.
Yeah, it brings together one or two nice staying 3-year-olds. Yeah, and I think we'll see. That form of that race hopefully stack up, because there's some good horses going into the back end of the season in that and in good nick. So that's the highlight. The rest of it's a bit of a mishmash. But that said, I do think there's a few of these races where there's only one or two that can win. So even though there's fairly sizable fields, I don't think we need to be worrying about too many of them.
Yeah, still winners to be found at the end of the day.
Exactly.
Let's get stuck into it then. The first race is the 2:15, and we start with the claiming race over a mile and 1 furlong. And the favourite, and well-supported favourite, is Right Up My Street. It was 15-8 into 13-8 at the time of recording. And I was a little bit surprised when I saw this filly favourite, Andy, especially well backed as she is, because I'm not necessarily convinced that the shorter triple suit.
Yeah, absolutely spot on. Yeah, I've got to agree with you, Mark, to be honest. Yeah, Mace is as short as she is. 13-8. I wouldn't back her at 2-1, to be honest. Yeah, she ran okay last time out in Roscommon. It wasn't a great race. I mean, I fancied a horse called Long Shadow in that, and that was ran a stinker, to be fair. Millinippi's in good form at the time, but she's rather gone backwards. And we've had 4 runners out of the race and not one of them have won. She did manage to win on debut at Tremor, beat a horse called Stepping Down, who's just an average 70 rated animal. So yeah, I'm finding it hard to make a convincing case out for her at the price. Mindy was disappointing the last day as well at the start last week. Had the perfect opportunity to finally get off the mark. She missed the break and never really looked threatening. It was the race that Forminata won, and of course Forminata went on to win again. I suppose Street Party's probably the value, really. I'd probably go with her. I mean, like quite a few in these, she's no great shakes, but she has been running in decent handicaps. That run at Leopardstown wasn't a bad run behind Great Explorer, Aidan O'Brien's charge, and she was a bit unlucky, really, the day not to catch Authoritative, who just got first run, and it was the day when virtually every horse that made the running stayed there at Clonmel, and she was reeling that horse back in close home and trying to give it a stone. It probably wasn't a bad effort, actually. So at 7-1, in a race where there's loads and loads of these that have got convictions, I'd probably go with her. I think she's probably the value in that first race.
Okay, on to the second race then, the 2:45. This is an EBF maiden over 5 furlongs, and Diamond Stilettos heads the betting. And Diamond Stilettos, she ran a cracker on debut to finish third, in a 19-runner maiden at the Curragh, which is usually pretty usual. 66-1 on that occasion, so wasn't particularly fancied. But do you think she'll make it second time lucky here, Andy?
Well, it looks a straight match, doesn't it, this? They've both, as well, I think, got a favourable draw. This is the first race on the straight track. For those who pay attention regularly to Tipperary straight track form, you will probably know that when there's a big field, they tend to migrate towards the stand side. So those who've got a high stall position have often got advantage in big fields. And lo and behold, the first two in the market, the two with form, are drawn 15 and 14 right next to each other. So they've got no real major edge over each other. And they should pull well clear of the rest. The rest of them look absolutely useless, to be honest. Empress Song was well beaten the day in the 7-furlong maiden. Danny, you'll have the speed. Dimmers, he's had loads of chances. It looks fairly moderate. So these two have already shown good form over 5 furlongs. It depends which one you believe in the most. Now, Diamond Stilettos, as you said, for a wild outsider, ran an extraordinary race on debut at the Curra, drawn in stall five out in the middle of the track, absolutely burst out of the stalls, flew down to the first two furlongs and set them along at a real good merry gallop. And then when she was joined or headed over a furlong out, she actually battled on really well for pressure, and you would have thought she might have been sunk without a trace, having showed so much speed. But I quite like the way she kept on here. She got beat by a well-fancied horse of Aidan O'Brien's called Guerre. I think the form was all right. The speed figure was okay. I don't think there's any fluke about that. The only niggle at the back of my mind is that her stable haven't had a winner for God knows how long, and you look at, you think, David Watchman, Wayne Lordman against Anne O'Shea and Andrew Thornton, and you know, one's 2-1, the one's 11-4. It's not a normal practice I would normally go down, but I do like Diamond Stilettos. Amid Gale is definitely the danger. Runner-up behind Harriet, who's of course gone on to win a listed race subsequently here at this track, and second to Stabber companion Dane Hillbrook the other day at the market, got that race right. So this is a straight shootout here, pistols at dawn. I'm hoping that Diamond Stilettos from 15 jumps the gun, gets a good break like she did at the Curra, and this flat five furlongs will really suit her, and hopefully she can make all the running.
Okay, on to the 3:15 then, race three on the card. We've got more two-year-olds in action here. This is a nursery handicap over five furlongs, and the favourite for this one is Aru Cha-Cha, who's been backed from 11-4 into 9-4, and went down in the very last stride at Down Royal last time, a pretty good effort. But dropping from 7-5, does Aru Cha-Cha have enough of pace for five, do you think?
Yeah, without doubt. He's by my boy Charlie, and I think David Marname's been running this horse over the wrong trip. He started off his career over six at Fairy House, needed experience. Seven over on heavy ground at Galway, that was no good to it. Faded at Ross Common, when in with every chance, two out back in August. And then the other day, Down Royal, well, you had to see to believe how this horse got beat. I mean, it's still one of the mysteries of the turf, how this lost. I mean, it must have been five lengths clear with about 50 yards to go. And the winner, Pillow, absolutely took off. I mean, I don't think Aru Cha-Cha stopped, to be fair to it, in comparison to the other horses in the race. I just think we've got to give credit to Johnny Murta's horse, who, as I said, found a gear from nowhere. So, yeah, I think this horse has got plenty of tactical speed, and I think he's certainly good enough to win this race. I'd probably make it my selection. The danger might turn out to be Nakara, who ran on the same card in the race that Dane Hillbrook won. Now, we get a chance to have a look at that form, of course, courtesy of Amygdala in the race before, so if you fancy Adrian McGuinness's filly, then you'll obviously be looking for a positive run from the Watchman filly in the race before. You know, she's been running quite consistently well. Not a bad run at Dundalk the time before. But, yeah, I think Aru Cha-Cha should have the pace here to offset this lot. I don't think it's a great race.
OK, on to the fourth race then. This is an apprentice handicap, and it's over the five furlong trip. And Hail Shower is the favourite for this one. She's got to carry a full £12 penalty for a good week last week at Listowel, but she should have a good chance. Dorothy Parker, 11-4, second favourite. And there's been money for Quinine, who's 11-2 into 9-2, third favourite at the moment. So there's been a bit of money for the third favourite, Andy, and the favourite's a little bit weak. Do you see a reason for that?
Not really, no. I think this is a classic case of Billy McCreary finally running Hail Shower over what conceivably should be its best trip. Now, it's only two runs over five furlongs, one on debut as a two-year-old, and when it finished fourth at Dundalk on its second ever start. So it hasn't actually run badly over five furlongs twice. But I don't know if she's been getting away with running over six and seven, because she's got that much early boot. I mean, that day at Listowel when she won last week, she was absolutely deadly. She flew out the stalls, made all the running, looked like getting headed and joined over a furlong out, and then just strode clear to win by six lengths. No great surprise, therefore, to see her sent off 2-1 favourite the other day, 2 or 3 days later at the same track, when under a £5 penalty, she tried to do exactly the same. Unfortunately, she was up against a couple of horses who love soft ground and genuinely get seven furlongs very well. And even though she attempted to make all the running again, her stamina just failed her on that occasion on the heavy ground, and she ended up fading into third. But she just again showed incredibly strong, fast pace from the start. And I just think that connections are beginning this filly to try and do something that she cannot possibly do. The fact that they managed to get away with it over six and a half, two starts ago is testimony to the horse. I think five furlongs is absolutely ideal. I don't think they'll see which way this horse will go today. I just think she's got far, far too much speed for this lot. and I'll make her the nap of the day at 2-1 this morning. I think she's a really good bet today.
Okay, Hail Shower, the nap of the day then for Andy. We move on to the 4:15 next, and we're back into maiden company for this. It's a 5-furlong maiden, and South Ring is the favourite for this. South Ring has had plenty of chances, and she's run probably her best races at this course. She's got the blinkers on for the first time this afternoon, even. And do you think this is the opportunity for South Ring finally, Andy?
Yeah, I'm beginning to lose a little bit of patience to this horse, to be honest. Obviously, the blinkers could be the key to the horse. It's had the hood on, it's had the cheek pieces on, etc., etc. And it, as you sort of pointed out, Tipperary seems to be its best track. It's run a couple of nice races here, second on both the two times it's shipped up here. So, you know, you'd be giving it a chance. But stall one could be a good draw, could be a bad draw. I'm not absolutely convinced yet. It all depends how that race early on in the day pans out, that the second race on the card, the maiden race, because I've got a feeling the high numbers could have held sway. They usually do here at Tipperary when you get a big field. And for that matter, I'd quite like the chances here of Bought for a Song. Now, Bought for a Song beat South Ring fair and square at Nace on its last start when James Lamb's three-year-old filly was third behind Livy Star. Now, South Ring was a well-back favourite that day and finished ninth. Now, I want to take back on that. And there's no real reason why South Ring, on the evidence of that, should turn the form around. And yet, we can get 4-1 for Bought for a Song. I do think that's a fair each-way bet here in this race. This filly has shown plenty of good speed before when she was second beyond Sasserate, the improving Sasserate down raw the time before. Usually comes with a bit of a rattle at the end as well, so we'll definitely be doing all its best work at the finish. Hopefully the favoured stall 10 up the near side rail will be the place to be, and I'd take a chance with her rather than the back the favourite at what looks a very, very skinny looking price.
Okay, the 4:45 is race 6 on the card, and this is a handicap over a mile and 4 furlongs. And the betting is headed by Heirloom, who won at Gorham Park last time in very impressive fashion, only up £6 for that, and has won 2 of his 5 starts. He's progressive, he's going the right way this far. He could even go up into Pattern Company on what I've been reading about his performances so far. And do you think he's the one to beat then, Andy, this afternoon?
Yeah, I think I like Heirloom. I'll probably have to play 2 in this race because I've got a bit of a soft spot for another horse I'll touch upon in a second. But yeah, Heirloom, rather idiotically I went against him the last day, and he came back and bit me in the backside because I tipped him at Leopardstown the time before off the back of a fantastic speed figure on the all-weather at Dundalk, and I thought, God, this is a well-handicapped horse, and I was devastated with his run at Leopardstown. It was a bit of a slowly run stop-start race, and in hindsight, that's probably what did for him, really. He just didn't have the tactical speed late on the soft ground to quicken when they changed gear, turned into the home straight, and it's very difficult to make ground up in the home straight, as we know it's at Leopardstown, under those circumstances. But a more even tempo the other day down in Garen suited this horse well. He came through late on and won quite comfortably, and then a bit of a punt. He was well back throughout the day. Cheek pieces obviously on again today, which he really likes. And yeah, I think he's a very straightforward horse. He should get a good pace to run at. He stays well. And obviously with the Joseph O'Brien and A. Noble Run Axis still firing on all cylinders, I think 3-1 is a fair price for him. I'd have to back him, and I'd also have a few quid on Vasanta Navartri, who I tipped as a nap the other day at Dundalk when he won. He got the best of a horse called Like a Diamond, who rather let the form down a little bit yesterday at Garen, but to be fair, the speed figure of the race is that good, and I'd probably still go with him because he's quite a big, imposing son of Hurricane Run, and I actually think that what he's been doing over a mile has basically been a bonus because he's bred to get a mile and a half. And I think the way he's been staying on in his races suggests that's definitely going to play into his strengths. Now, he's 13-2, William Hill, this morning, and I do think he's worth a few quid because off a mark of 89, I think he could be quite dangerous here. I'd certainly respect the favourite, Hoyaluma. I'd have to have a few quid on, as I said. But hopefully one of these two will win. They're going the right way, and I'm going for the solid mile and a half form with Heirloom, with the promise of more to come for Vasanta Navartri over a trip which should suit him.
Okay, and the final race this afternoon is the 5:15. It's a filly's maiden over a mile and a half, or the extended mile and a half. And the betting for this one is headed by Al Kali, who's run a few nice races, particularly on penultimate start at Killarney when behind Trina Sealer. So we'll find out a little bit more about that form in the 4:45, see how the Jessica Harrington runner runs there. And do you think Al Kali will break the maiden tag here, Andy, or is there something else in the race?
No, I don't fancy Al Kali at all. That was an okay run the other day at Killarney. I'd accept that, but went backwards in a rush the other day in the first time blinkers at Galway. That didn't work, and I'm not sure she stays the trip, or has the inclination either, to be honest. I mean, in all honesty, this race is a really poor one. The fact that it's 4-1 the field, and there's a lot of dodgy-looking form lines and iffy-looking characters in this race tells you all you need to know. A Star Is Born ran reasonably well the other day down in the Curra. It was a race that was won by Wandering Star from the Dermot Weld stable. But again, the speed figure of that race is modest. None of these have done, to be fair, any numbers at all of any great recognition. I think the Galway form's coming under pressure as well. We've had four runners out of that race at Roman Romance and Arcali were fourth and sixth in respectively. Not one of them's got placed. So I'm tending to look outside the box a little bit here and go for a little bit of a tricky outsider that I think could outrun its odds. Now, C Rocket is a horse that has yet to run on the flat, but she's been in really good order over hurdles. She managed to win at Downpatrick a couple of starts ago by 17 lengths, no less. And then she was really thrown in the deep end in a very good mares-only race down in Kilbeggan the other night. Now, she got beat by a horse called Callin Annam, who's in fantastically good shape at the moment, that Jessica Harrington mare, who I think could easily make up into a pattern race performer in time. And this is the only horse that offered any resistance to that animal in the latter stages. Now, you know, you've got a £10 claim one first time, Gerald Buda, who, you know, doesn't ride that many winners, but he's fairly stylish. Now, whether this is just going to be a hunt round the back, spin round, just to keep the juices flowing, I don't really know. Whether they're going to have a go with it today, I'm almost second-guessing what's going to happen. But I do think this horse has got more ability than 16-14-1 suggest in the morning prices. And it's such because it's such a bad race, I'm half tempted to go with her and give her a bit of a chance, because I certainly think she's got enough latent talent to get in the mix.
Okay. As always, Andy, let's have a little bit of a summary, if you will, before you go, if you want to spin us through your selections one more time.
Yeah, not a great card today at Tipperary, but one or two little gems along the way. Don't really like the first race, but I'll go with Street Party each way at 7-1 in the hope that one or two of these underachieve yet again. In the 2:45, my second best bet on the card would be Diamond Stiletto. I am afraid, of course, of Ahmed Ghali, who's got the good draw right next to her. Should be a match between the two. In the 3:15, I'll go with the favourite here, Rucha Char. I think 5 furlongs should be ideal for David Marnane's two-year-old. My nap of the day is Hail Shower in the 3:45. This horse is all about speed, and hopefully she'll be long gone before one or two of these even, got their minds into gear. In the 4:15, I'll be quite keen on James Lamb's Bought for a Song each way at 4-1. 4:45, two against the field for Santa Navartri and Heirloom. Look, two progressive three-year-olds. And in the final race, I'll take a bit of a chance at Christy Roach's Sea Rocket. It's good enough to run well in what looks a really bad maiden to close the card.
Good work, Andy. Thank you very much. And is there more Irish racing tomorrow?
I actually haven't. Oh, yes, there is. Ballinrobe. There's Ballinrobe. I was just going to say I haven't looked, but I have. Ballinrobe tomorrow, one of those twilight meetings.
Okay, well, we'll speak to you again tomorrow, Andy. Thank you very much.
Okay, cheers, bud.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.